Well, it would be a beautiful day to go out and do a little bit of walking. And as a matter of fact, Duluth Superior says that walking is an essential part of the area's transportation system. And they're asking folks to provide input about walking. If you want to walk to the places that you need to go, could you do it? Would you want to do it? What would you need to make it a little bit more safe or fun or enjoyable? Could chocolate be incorporated as a motivation? I think I added that last survey question. At any rate, the survey results will be incorporated into the Duluth Superior Metropolitan Pedestrian Plan. The Duluth Superior Metropolitan Interstate Council is working on the plan, and they're involving a lot of other groups. Gary Anderson is the president of the Duluth City Council. He's involved. Alice Tibbetts is the founder of We Walk in Duluth. She's involved. And St. Louis County, of course, is involved. And that meant we had the opportunity to talk with Carol Andrews, the Environmental Project Manager for St. Louis County. Howdy there, Sunshine. Long time no schmooze.
Good morning, Lisa.
So how does St. Louis County fit into this? You know, when you think about the county, I guess you think about people living more out in, you know, where it's further to walk where they need to go. But a lot of people still like to walk out in the county. So how does the county, a county's piece, fit into this project?
Sure. Well, as far, one thing a lot of people don't realize is that St. Louis County, part of our 3,000 miles of road that cover the whole county, includes roads in cities and townships. And so, say, in the city of Duluth, you have some roads that are city roads. You have county roads such as Forest Street, Rice Lake Road, Woodland Avenue, and you even have state roads that a lot of people call MnDOT roads, like Central Entrance. So there's this sort of overlay of different road authorities that run the system through townships and cities. Same thing with Hermantown or Cloquet. Cloquet's in Carlton County, but anyway. Yep, so the county has roads that run through the area that's covered by this pedestrian plan.
And super
that's
cool.
Greater Duluth Superior Metropolitan Area.
Well, yeah, if you're going to get fancy about it. So what is St. Louis County's piece? Are you kind of kicking back and waiting to see what people say in the survey? Or is this something that you folks are already thinking about, talking about, gathering information about?
Some of each. We've really done quite a few projects in the last couple years to improve pedestrian access along our county roads. An example of that might be along Rice Lake Road. There's that shared use path that goes past Marshall School. And this year, just now as we speak, they are constructing an extension of that that will go out to the Edison School. There was new sidewalks along Haynes Road, Calvi Road, things like that. Anyway, so we've been making improvements. But we don't know for sure, are we making the improvements the right way? Are we doing them in the best places? Things like that. So we are very excited to get input from the community, from as many different people as possible, as many different perspectives, to help identify issues and barriers to walking as transportation, as you mentioned earlier, and specific areas where there's you know, a gap in the sidewalk system, or it's hard to get across roads, things like that. You know, a bunch of engineers, we can do a pretty decent job trying to solve problems, but we'll do a much better job with input from the public.
Well, you've got to live in a community and figure out how you use the community. And I guess in a sense by community, I guess I'm actually thinking neighborhood. You know, which ways do you walk when you take your dog out? If you're going to make a run to the store, which way do you go? And so you have to live in a neighborhood for a while before you sort of figure out what your options are and what the best way is. And maybe it's not conventional, but it's like, oh, you know, if I cut over here, it's a shortcut or not so much traffic, whatever it might be. So this is pretty exciting. I'm trying to see again what the timeline is on inviting folks to take part in this survey.
That is a good question.
Yeah, they're asking, right, and that's kind of what I was sort of hoping that I could find this here. It's not included necessarily right here in this news release, but it will be easy for me to find, and we'll also have the link for the survey set up. And what the other part that's important is that they say that by walking, they mean folks that perhaps that are using a wheelchair. So if there aren't curb cuts in your neighborhood, for example, or if there's just a horrendous stretch of sidewalk that's maybe really damaged and difficult, folks that are differently abled may also want to make sure that they, you know, in have a little input into this and say, you know, this would make a huge difference for me to be able to get out and enjoy, you know, a day like today.
Exactly. Yep. The plan is meant to be able to have getting around, walking or rolling, if there's, or, you know, involving the assistive device, as accessible as possible for as many people as possible. So that's, again, a good reason why we need a wide cross-section of people to fill out the survey. And I just did it myself this morning. I put on my citizen hat as a resident of East Hillside, and my opinion, you know, trying to walk from here to the co-op or wherever I'm going. But, and it only took I took maybe 10 minutes because I thought hard about some of the questions. But it's, you know, opinions on what are the biggest barriers. Is it things like you said, like problems with snow removal, objects in the sidewalk, just the condition of the sidewalk? Or is it hard, do we need more marked crosswalks on busy roads? Or is it the speed of the traffic that turns you off and makes you uncomfortable walking? And the idea is, ideally, not only do we make a safer environment for the people who are already using walking or, you know, wheelchairs, et cetera, to get around now, but to make it something that more people do. There's been a growing interest in multimodal transportation and more people who want to get around without driving their car. They're biking or they're walking. And so this is a key part of helping to continue to grow that as part of sort of the sustainability movement in the area.
I'm kind of curious. I'm thinking about the people who walk in my neighborhood, and a lot of people walk, a lot of people bike. I saw somebody skateboarding the other day. I've got a great neighborhood for that because the hills are kind of gentle. And so it's not like kamikaze skateboarding. It's a little bit easier. But I was wondering if maybe, I was wondering, I guess, about dog walking and if maybe, you know, a few poop bag dispensers along some of these routes that, you know, you're kind of encouraging people to walk. Would that make the whole concept a little bit more friendly to people, dog people and not dog people?
And not dog people, right, that just want a clean space, a good smelling space. I think we should go back to your suggestion from the beginning of the program, and like maybe every other block is a dog poop bag dispenser, and then alternating with a chocolate dispenser.
You know, oh, I like
keep
that.
Keep you going.
I like that. Just please do not administer the chocolate to the dog. It just, yeah, okay.
Or mix the two up.
We don't want to do that. But we could be onto something. If I were going to fill out the survey, it would probably be too many hills. Flatten them. You know, my sense of Duluth is that if you flatten all the curves, it would be easier to bicycle and walk. But that's just me. And yeah, I'm getting better.
Right. Yep. It makes for exercising more parts of your leg when you walk uphill one way and downhill the other.
Exactly. Maybe little scooters so that you could, you know, walk down the hill and then scoot up the hill.
All right.
Or something. Yeah. There's a reason that I'm not going to fit it. I don't know if I should fill that survey out or not. Carol, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us. Though seriously, there's some really good information that's being collected here. And we will get some links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find the survey. And we'll also take a peek and see if we can find the deadline on that. Because, again, the idea is not just to make it nicer for people who are already walking, perhaps, or using a wheelchair to get around in their neighborhood and enjoy these beautiful days, but to encourage more people and make it easier for more people. So we'll get some links set up. It'll be easy to find the information. Carol, thanks. It's always a treat to talk with you.
Have a good day.
Carol Andrews joined us this morning. She is the St. Louis County Public Works Environmental Project Manager. And the Duluth's Superior Metropolitan Pedestrian Plan is looking for input from the public. As I mentioned, we'll get some information up on our website so it will be easy for you to take part.